So a friend of mine asked me the other day, how do you get so much done? Now for context, this friend works a full-time job, has multiple side hustles, and I feel like she gets a whole lot of stuff done too. So I asked her to clarify what she meant. And she said, well, you know, you email your list almost every day and you release new products every month or so and you run a membership and you have all of these things going on. You've got the podcast and the YouTube channel. How do you get it all done? This is episode 143 of the Tiny Course Empire podcast. And today I'm going to share with you the answer that I should have given her, which is a four-part system that I use to make sure that I get everything done that needs to happen in my business and in my life. And that includes the strategy that I use to write this podcast episode in record time.
Welcome to the Tiny Course Empire Podcast, a weekly show dedicated to helping you launch and grow your digital course business, even if you don't have a big team or a six-figure ads budget. We'll help you design smart systems, take consistent action, and achieve massive success on your own terms. Now, here's your host, Cindy Bedar.
Hey, it's Cindy, and thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with me. You'll find the show notes and the recommended resources for this episode at tinycourseempire.com/143. While you're there, be sure to download my Clear Framework. This is the blueprint that will take you from no business to six or even seven figures as a digital course creator. Don't let the simplicity of it fool you. This is a powerful action guide, and all you have to do is follow the steps. If you're new to the show, be sure to hit the subscribe button. New episodes drop every Monday morning. Next week, I want to talk to you about how you can set yourself up for success every single day so that you can give yourself and your ideas the best opportunity to grow. But that's next week. This week is all about getting more done in less time, because if you're a solopreneur like me, then getting your work done in the most efficient and most effective manner not only helps you get out of the office sooner, but it also helps you to earn more and to keep the stress levels down too. So let's start with the number one strategy that I use when it comes to getting more done, and that is to plan my content. So you may be wondering, okay, but why content? What's the deal with content? Why is this the number one thing? Well, that's because as a business coach, as an online business owner, as a course creator, content is my job. It is the most important thing that I do in my business. I've told you before that whenever somebody asks me what I do for a living, I tell them I'm a writer, because that is what I do. I write. If I am not writing, if I'm not creating, if I'm not publishing content, I'm going to be out of business pretty quickly. It is the number one way that new people find me. So planning my content ahead of time helps me make sure that I never sit down and face a blank screen. Because I'll tell you what, there is nothing more intimidating than sitting down at my desk and asking, what do I need to do today? With a content plan, I never have to ask that. I always know what's next. I always know what I'm working on. I always know what needs to be published when, and I can sit down and I can get to work. Now, I use Notion for this. I've set up a Notion database that keeps track of all of my content, and that's where I keep track of what I am working on and when it needs to be published. But you can use any tool that works for you. You can use an Airtable database. You can use Google Calendar. You can use a wall calendar. I've even experimented with using index cards. You all know how much I love my index cards. That can work for you as well. The key is to make a plan and stick to the plan. I'm going to link to a video I did a little while ago. I'll put the link up here about how I plan out a year's worth of content all at one time. So you can go back and review that if this is something that would help you get more done in your business. The second thing I do after I plan out my content is I plan my week. And my coaching clients know that whenever they come to me and they say, I'm not getting enough done, I'm not getting everything done that I'm supposed to be getting done, they know the first thing that I'm going to tell them is to start treating their business like a business instead of a hobby. And here's what I mean by that. A lot of times we think, I'm going to run this business. I'm going to start this business because I'm going to be my own boss and I'm going to work when I want to work and I'm going to do the things that I want to do. And that is fantastic. That's why I started my business too, because I didn't want to deal with my boss anymore. But that doesn't mean that you get to wait for inspiration to strike. It doesn't mean that you get to sit around on the couch watching reruns of I Love Lucy or whatever. You have to actually get to work. And that means planning your week as if you are going to a job. I recommend that you set working hours. Mine tend to be from 7 a.m. until 1 or 2 p.m. in the afternoon, Monday through Saturday, typically. You don't have to work that many hours. You can work fewer hours. You can work more. I don't care. But set working hours and show up at your desk as if you are going to a job. Then within those working hours, I schedule the work that I am going to be doing. I actually map out on a calendar what I'm going to work on this week. I'm not just showing up at my desk at 7 a.m. and sitting down and saying, okay, now what? What's on my task list for this week? I don't operate that way. I actually map out what I'm going to be working on ahead of time. I teach this method inside Six Figure Systems in a course called Practical Productivity for Online Entrepreneurs. But in a nutshell, here's what it looks like. I sit down on Sunday afternoon with my to-do list. I do keep a master to-do list in a task app. I decide ahead of time how long each task is going to take me, and then I assign it a date and a time on my calendar. For example, this podcast episode, I knew would take me about an hour to write, and I assigned it a time, Friday morning, 11 a.m., from 11 a.m. to noon, I was going to work on this podcast episode, on writing this podcast episode. There is an appointment in my calendar, and I gave myself 1 hour to write it. There's another appointment in my calendar for Saturday morning, which is right now as I'm recording this. It is Saturday morning at 10:32 a.m. That appointment is in my calendar for recording and editing the podcast, also 1 hour. When I tell people about this method, when I recommend that they use this method, the two most common questions that I get are, number one, how do you know how long something's going to take? And number two, what if you don't get it done in that appointment time period? I can usually make a pretty good guess about how long something's going to take. For example, this podcast episode, writing this episode, I've been writing podcast episodes for a long time, so I know how long it takes me to write them. But what if it's something new? If it's something new, I give it my best guess, and then I do whatever I have to do to make sure I get it complete within that time frame. And I have to, because there's something else in my calendar coming up next. I can't spend 2 hours writing this podcast episode on Friday morning at 11 a.m. because I have an appointment at 12 with someone else. I have to be done by noon when that appointment is. But still, what if I don't get it done? What if something happens or I run out of steam or I just don't quite get it finished? What then? Well, then I have to schedule time in my calendar later on to finish up that work. So in this case, maybe it means that on Saturday morning, I have to start a little bit earlier so that I can finish the writing part of this podcast production before I hit the time block for recording it. This time blocking strategy is something I've been doing for a long time. And I can tell you, if you do it, it will work wonders for your productivity. It will make all the difference in the world for you. But it won't work at all if you aren't treating your business like a business and setting actual working hours. That's the first step. The third thing that I do within those time blocks is I batch my work. You've probably heard me talk before about writing all of my emails on Monday morning. That's what I mean by batching my work. I'm not sitting down on Tuesday and writing Tuesday's email. I am not sitting down on Wednesday to write Wednesday's email. I am writing all of my emails on Monday morning in 3 hours between about 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. I'm not going to tell you that I always get this right. I don't. I miss the mark more times than I want to admit on this. I don't always finish my weekly emails on Monday morning. Sometimes it's all I can do to get Monday's email done. Life happens, you know what I mean? But I will tell you this, it is much faster and much more efficient to batch your work than it is to piecemeal it out day by day and hour by hour. Personally, I give myself 3 hours on Monday morning to write an entire week's worth of emails. Now, that might mean as many as 8 or 10 emails written in that time block, depending on what's going on. I might be emailing multiple segments or multiple groups of people for different offers and different updates. So it can be a lot of emails to write for a single week. If I tried to write 1 or 2 emails per day, I can tell you exactly what would happen because I used to operate this way. I would sit down on Tuesday morning to write Tuesday's email and it would take me an hour. And then I would sit down on Wednesday morning to write Wednesday's email and it would take me an hour. And the same would happen every day during the week. But when I sit down on Monday mornings at 7 a.m. to write 10 emails, miraculously, I can get 10 emails written in 3 hours. That's the power of batching your work. So if you've never tried this technique, I want to encourage you to try it. Whenever you have multiple things to do, whether it is recording a course or writing blog posts for the month or writing your emails for the month or recording a podcast, whatever it is that you do repeatedly, try batching that work one time and see if it doesn't make you that much more efficient and effective. The fourth thing that I do to get so much done is I set a timer. And this is going to sound a little strange, but it's not just any timer. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But this timer strategy is something called the Pomodoro technique. It is named after a tomato-shaped kitchen timer. The man who invented this strategy is Italian, and the word Pomodoro means tomato in Italian. So that's where the title of the strategy comes from. Anyway, the Pomodoro technique is a strategy that calls for you to set a 25-minute timer, work for 25 minutes, then when the timer goes off, you take a 5-minute break, and then you come back and you work another 25-minute cycle. And it's not just work. It is heads down, focused work. That's the idea behind it. The focused work thing is a real challenge for me, and maybe it is for you as well. I can find myself bouncing between emails and writing and YouTube and back to writing and responding to comments in the community and getting up to put a load of laundry in, whatever. Anything can distract me. And that's in spite of the fact that I have podcast time blocked out on my calendar. And I know I need to get this podcast episode written because I have another appointment at the top of the hour. I cannot afford to be distracted. I need to get this done. But here's the even bigger problem. All of this distraction means it takes even longer to do the task that I am working on. In fact, a study at the University of California in Irvine showed that every time I am distracted and every time you are distracted, it takes 23 minutes to get back on track. So checking that email might take just a second, but it can take me up to 23 minutes to get back into the groove of writing this podcast episode. So I cannot afford to pop over and check my email, even just for a second. And that's where my timer helps. Now, I mentioned I'm not using just any old timer. I'm not even using the kitchen timer that's shaped like a tomato. I use a timer on my laptop that actually ticks, like a loud clock. Think of it like a grandfather clock ticking. This constant ticking is just enough to remind me that I am supposed to be working. It's my auditory cue that I am in the middle of a focused time block and to stay on task. Now is the time to be working on whatever it is I'm supposed to be working on, and whatever small distraction I think I need to go take care of right now can wait until the timer goes off and I have my break. There's another fun little twist on the Pomodoro timer that I found that helps me to stay focused and engaged as well. It kind of puts the power of dopamine to work for me. A while back, I came across a book called How to Do Things by a man named David Kane. And ironically, when I say I came across this book, it was sent to me by the same person who asked me, how do I get so much done? She had read the book, said it was really good, sent it to me. I read it. It's phenomenal. David, the writer of this book, has a slightly different take on the Pomodoro technique. He calls it the block method. And the block method involves kind of a six-part system where you plan out what you want to do, you envision what finished looks like, and you set your timer, you get to work, and you actually make a block on a piece of paper and fill it in when you are done, as if you are building a brick wall, I think is the analogy that he uses. Anyway, that filling in of the block is motivating for some reason. It's such a small thing, but like I said, there's a dopamine hit there when you finish that 25-minute block of focused work, and you can look back at it and say, yes, I got done what I said I was going to get done during that time frame. It's really motivational, and it really helps to keep me focused and moving forward. So if you're like me, and you find yourself getting distracted, I want to encourage you to give the Pomodoro method a try. Maybe try David Kane's Do the Work book. I'll put a link in the description if you want to check that out as well. So those are my four strategies for getting everything done. I plan my content so I know exactly what I need to be working on every single day. I plan my week so I know when I'm going to be working on my content. I batch my work so that I get things done more quickly and more efficiently, and I make use of a timer that ticks to remind me that I am supposed to be working and not checking email or starting another load of laundry. Now it's your turn. Drop me a comment and let me know what strategies you've developed to make sure that you get your work done. Or if you find yourself struggling with this, which of these strategies are you going to put to work in your business? I'd love to hear from you. And could you do me a favor? If you have a friend or a colleague who could use business building advice like this, share the link with them. That's the best way to help the podcast and the YouTube channel grow, and I would appreciate your support. That's it for me today. I will be back next week with some tips to set yourself up for success every single day. Have a terrific day, and I will talk to you all again next week. If you like what you hear on the Tiny Course Empire podcast, you're going to love all of the courses and workshops and support you'll find inside Six Figure Systems. That's my monthly program where we dig into online marketing for regular people like you and me. We don't do big launches, we don't have the big headaches, and we don't have the big expenses that come with them. Instead, we focus on creating repeatable, sustainable systems that continue to grow over time and that don't suck up all of our energy or require a 10-person team to manage. You can come see what we're all about at sixfiguresystems.com, and I'll see you on the inside.